Let's talk to James Perry. Let's bring him in. He's a co-founder of Kirk and member of Patriotic Millionaires UK. James, you're very welcome to Talk TV this morning. How are you doing?
Thanks, Peter. Very good. Very good to be here.
James, what is Patriotic Millionaires and what makes you a Patriotic Millionaire?
So we're a group of wealth holders who are making the point that the tax system is imbalanced because it puts too much burden on working people and work and doesn't tap this vast pool of wealth which has accrued over the last few years.
Okay, so how much money have you given yourself that you shouldn't, that you weren't originally asked to give?
Well, so tax isn't voluntary. So I would distinguish between fat tax and philanthropy. The point about tax is it's a systemic intervention to fund hospitals, schools, the things that the democracy decides that it wants provided for it. So philanthropy is not a solution to this. We need the tax system to look at all of the different sources of revenue and tax them fairly for everybody.
And what does that actually mean in terms of sources of revenue? Because there are certain things, of course, we can get tax cuts and tax breaks or tax loopholes as well. Tax avoidance isn't illegal. I have an ISA, for example. That is legal tax avoidance. That is paying less tax than I could otherwise have paid. But for someone in your position, which is a fortunate, wealthy position, what should you do or what should you be asked to do, do you think? Just go into a bit more detail for us, James, in terms of what you think should happen for people who are very well off.
Okay, well, starting at the beginning, I think the first point is that tax is a contribution to a functioning society. You know, we all want to be in it together. We want a society that's working, and we can all see the disintegration of public services right now. And we have a taxation system which looks to income. So it looks to working people to fund those public services. And what it ignores is the fact that over the last several years, decades, new wealth, when it's created, has accrued pretty much to the wealthy. So two-thirds of new wealth created in the last 2 years has gone to the top 1%. So I think what people don't realize is that when you look at the kind of wealth distribution over the sort of from the poorest 1% to the richest 1%, when you get to the top 1%, you actually get down to the top 0.1%, and you see this new wealth creation drifts like snow into the hands of these extremely wealthy people, and then isn't touched by the tax system. And because the tax system is focused on the 99%, who are really squeezed and undergoing this cost of living crisis, that's why the state can't afford to provide the services it needs, because it's just not touching this extreme wealth, which is a modern phenomenon.
It's interesting when you mentioned, I want to come back to you in a second, but just sticking with James for a second, it's interesting you mentioned this extreme wealth. I mean, surely the wealthy, maybe this is too cynical, maybe surely very wealthy people will always find a way to avoid tax or move their wealth offshore or move to different countries where the taxation system is less onerous to people who are in, as you say, the top 0.1% of society. I mean, surely those people can always find ways, can employ people, can spend money speculating to accumulate in terms of making sure that money is not taken away from them and given to the state, given that they can probably afford to live in any state, James.
Well, 2 points on that. The first one is that the tax system actually incentivizes people, not wealthy people, not to pay tax. You know, it offers a non-dom status, for example, where people can offshore their assets and not pay tax on them. So the tax system, for example, has a lower marginal taxation rate for income that comes from capital, from saving capital, than it does from work. So it already favors the wealthy in terms of its structural design. So that's the first point. And the second point is with respect to avoidance. You know, your assets have your name on them. You know, they are traceable. So this idea that people can ferret away their assets into under the sofa and the tax man can't find them is really not true.
But it's not necessarily about the tax man not finding them. It's about saying, well, I'm going to register my company in Switzerland, for example, where tax is lower, or I'm going to move to a different country or I'm going to base myself for tax purposes in a different country, surely.
Yeah, look, I think that there are people out there who are of that mindset, but I don't think they're in the majority. I think you'll find most people of wealth are rooted in community. Their children are being educated in British schools. They love Britain. They're here because they want to be here. And this idea that they can just up sticks and move to the Cayman Islands when the Revenue Service wants to take not an unreasonable amount of money off them. You know, they're going to still be left with substantial wealth. No one's talking about confiscation. We're talking about, for example, our group is talking about taxing 1% of wealth over £10 million. You know, these people are still going to be okay. But what we but even 1% of wealth over £10 million results in a massive tax take because these drifts of wealth that have accrued over the last years are just so massive.
Let's bring in Connor Axiotis again from the Adam Smith Institute. I note that just before I do, Gary Hawkins has been in touch on Twitter with a great question where he says, so people who want to lower taxes are idiots. What about people making videos in a car with no seatbelt on? That was an interesting comment from Gary. I think that's going to win Tweet of the Morning. We will see. Connor, what do you make of what James has said there in terms of his thoughts on that?
So I empathise with James, and I also empathise with patriotic millionaires, because you guys seem to understand that there's a problem in the UK when it comes to public services and the way our tax system is. So from that point of view, I want to say we have like a shared concern that things aren't working as well as they could do. But secondly, what I will say is the tax burden is the highest it's been in 70 years. So what that means is, you know, correlation doesn't always equal causation, but it's we're bringing in the most amount of tax we've brought in for the last 70 years, and public services aren't increasing as well. You know, they're not performing as
well.
Well,
are people getting value for money? Is a whole other debate, really. When you think about it, when you look at your pay packet when you get it at the end of the month, and you see how much tax has been taken, then you can't get can't get a GP's appointment, for example, Connor.
Exactly. So I'm very happy that James and others are wanting to do wanting to try and make the UK a better place, but I'm not sure asking people to pay more tax is the way to do it. Look, the government spent the government raised £900 billion last year. Like, it's nearly spending £1 trillion, which is, you know, nearly half of the size of our economy, and we still have the public services that we have. And also, I don't want to disincentivize great entrepreneurs like James, who has his business, Cook, which has brought a lot of joy to people. You know, there's probably a few of his products in my freezer at the minute. And I think the last thing we want to do is disincentivize entrepreneurialism. And because already I've got friends who want to go to New York, want to go to Paris and do the stuff that they want to do. Because not only do we have a huge housing crisis in the UK, we're also, you know, taxed to the nines. So I think he's got the right. I think he's got the right idea with what the problem in the country is. I'm just not sure more tax is what's going to fix those things.
Okay, well, thanks both gentlemen very much. Maybe actually, I think we do have time. Actually, James, if we just bring you in, James Perry, just for a final word there, just to respond to what Connor says. James, over to you.
Well, yeah, just firstly, Connor, great to meet you as a customer, and thank you very much. What I would say to you, though, is that what our group is not talking about is the size of the state. OK, so we're agnostic as to that point, because I understand your point about smaller is better, it's not efficient and all the rest of it. Our point is much more about the balance of where tax is taken from. And our point is that it's unfairly, the burden is unfairly placed on working people, and these extreme pools of wealth are untouched. And actually, that is a missed opportunity by the revenue. And we can stimulate a much more healthy society by tapping this hoarded capital for taxation purposes and not taxing working people, who are the much more likely to spend their money in the real economy and stimulate economic growth. So I think we can be aligned in terms of the relative places where tax is taken, which is what we're talking about. I think we can leave the size of the state debate to another time.
Okay, well, we will come back to that, no doubt. But thank you so much to James Perry. He's the co-founder of Cook and member of Patriotic Millionaires UK. If only I could get membership of that group. I don't think it's going to happen for some time.